Religious Speech, It's Under Attack.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at this July's National Conference in Tennessee on defending the Bible.
You know, so-called civil liberties groups continue to attack Christians who speak out against immoral behavior. As a relatively new citizen of America, I wanted to point out something important about the U.S. Constitution. You see, in the very First Amendment, there's something called the Free Exercise Clause concerning religion. Now, it's not the Second Amendment or the Tenth Amendment. Freedom of religion and speech were apparently most important to the Founding Fathers. See, the First Amendment was written to protect the public from the government's meddling into people's religious beliefs. That is, free exercise of religion. But today, many courts and politicians don't view religious freedom as our leaders did in 1789. You know, as a religious broadcaster, we're faced with the very real possibility of government censorship. For example, if we declare that homosexual behavior is wrong, or say there's only one way to heaven, certain groups might be offended and call on the government to stop us.
Have you ever wondered where all the fossils in the ground came from? And what about all those skeletons of so-called ape men? We tackle some of those questions in our current issue of Answers Magazine. We'll send you a sample of this great faith-building magazine when you make a donation of any size today. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.